And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Connie Sipe, here to talk about the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund. Welcome to Morning Edition, Connie.
Good morning, Melissa. Day after Thanksgiving. I hope you had apple pie for breakfast, too.
We did. We did have apple pie made by my son and myself. So let's talk about the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund. It might be something of a new name for some folks because you're only into your second year here, but you have a big sort of project underway. Can you tell us about?
Sure, I will. Yeah, people in town had talked for some years about whether Sitka should start a general community foundation, someplace where people could leave a legacy for the future and for any needs that might come up in Sitka. And people became aware that the Alaska Community Foundation, which is an umbrella group at the statewide level, they manage about 300 different family foundations, community foundations, affiliate groups with them. They and the Rasmussen Foundation were offering a challenge, and you had to apply. So a group of us got together and we wrote an application for Sitka to become the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund, affiliated with Alaska Community Foundation. And we were chosen as one of six communities in 2013 and 2014 to work on what's really an exciting double match. Double match. I mean, match is good enough, but double match. So in 2013, we needed to raise $25,000 locally. And the Rasmussen Foundation, when we did that, put $50,000, twice what we raised, into the endowment fund inside our account, and gave us $5,000 for immediate grant gift making, which we used this summer and gave out grants to the Island Institute, the Betty Eliason New Playground, the Girl Scouts, and local foods, and I seem to have forgotten one other name, but we gave out local grants after an application process. So the great thing, too, about Rasmussen was now we get to do it again for 2014. So the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund is out raising money this year to get another double match. So we're hopeful we raise $25,000 by the end of 2014, and we will get another $50,000 from Rasmussen. So at the end of this year, we hope to have $150,000 in the starting endowment fund to help, and it will be then invested and earning interest, which will come back to the community. This money is dedicated always to the needs only of the Greater Sitka geographic area. So, and it will be managed by Alaska CF in terms of investments, tax reporting, but there'll always be a local advisory board, and we make all the funding recommendations. And pretty much, unless we recommended something that broke foundation laws, what we think the community needs is what will happen. And over the years, many people, different people, will come in and out of the advisory board and be able to respond to local needs.
So in the short term, mm-hmm. you're looking to raise some money to make this match.
That's right.
And you will also be giving out another round of small grants. What's the long-term vision and goals for the organization?
Well, the long-term goal is to be a legacy fund and to be able to meet whatever need comes up. And we certainly aren't trying to compete or close out other foundations in town, but there are foundations for specific nonprofits, and there is a charitable trust, but the charitable trust, for instance, no one can put any new money into it. And the foundations for specific nonprofits, we hope they all live and thrive and are here in 40 years. But in case they're not, we are even suggesting that we be their backup fund. Because this fund can give grants to help other nonprofits. We could run projects. The Petersburg group a couple years ago, they asked all the nonprofits in town what kind of training they wanted, and they used some of their grant money to buy and bring the nonprofit to Petersburg so the nonprofits didn't have to fly away, spend expensive money going to trainings. So we can do projects. Say if Sheldon Jackson College were closing next month, we could, for instance, use our funds, some of our funds, to bring facilitators in and, you know, convene some community dialogue about issues or help problem solve. We could help with economic development through giving out grant money to someone to then help with business startups or new ideas. So it's a very flexible tool. That's what's so exciting about a community foundation, is that it can respond to changing needs, and it doesn't have a set purpose of exactly what it's going to do. And so that is our idea. And with that, what we hope to do is not to be competing day to day with nonprofits after this 2-year fundraising period, but talking to people, getting the idea into town to have people leave a little bit of their legacy behind in Sitka that they loved.
And always looking at, it sounds like, long-term community sustainability and health.
Yes, that's what we want to promote. All the different, the spiritual, physical, athletic, artistic life of this town. And so it's very broad.
Well, it's a big project.
It is.
that your small group undertook. And it goes back quite a ways. Folks have been talking about this for a while, haven't they?
They have. And there was a lot of talk. Should we have our own community foundation like Juno did or like Homer did? Or should we become an affiliate of Alaska Community Foundation? And when the grant opportunity came up, those of us who were very interested and willing said, let's apply and do this. Because it's a lot of work to run a foundation, a lot of legal work, compliance. And the benefit of joining as an affiliate to Alaska Community Foundation is that they do that. We, any of us from Sitka, can apply to be on their board of directors as well, and people have from other foundations. They made us immediately eligible for Pick, Click, and Give, and we got $1,500 this year from 8 donors through Pick, Click, and Give. We'll be on Pick, Click, and Give again in the spring. But instead of us going through that process, we can focus on the fundraising and generally raising the knowledge and consciousness in town about community giving, about philanthropy. We can do projects maybe with kids about giving and philanthropy. We can talk to people about donating out of their estate over time. So we can be doing those things instead of all the maintenance work of a foundation.
Well, and it seems that on a more general level, you know, this town is so rich in nonprofits, an opportunity to focus just on general on philanthropy rather than through the lens of specific nonprofits might really help expand a culture of giving in this community, it sounds like.
Well, that's what we hope, and we're not, again, competing. If you want to give, I want to make sure to point out we will have a booth tomorrow at the Holiday Bazaar at Harrigan. So you can look for the big red banner, and Zach Desmond, who's working with us as a volunteer with the advisory board, will be there. And so you can pick up a gift-giving card there. You can give online. You just go to AlaskaCF for AlaskaCommunityFoundation.org. You don't want to go to ACF because you get the American Chestnut Foundation. So you go to AlaskaCF.org, and you'll see a drop down for affiliates, and all we communities, and there are 12 of us now who are called affiliate groups. You click on Greater Sitka Legacy Foundation, click on giving, and you can give online. You also could get hold of any of the local advisory board members. These are the current board members. Other people who are interested, please contact us, or if you want to give a gift, you can mail a check to Greater Sitka Legacy Fund at 700 Catlian Street, Suite B. That'll get to us.
Plenty of opportunities.
Plenty of ways
plenty
to give.
Ways to
yes.
connect. And any amount is
Any amount
valuable.
Is welcome. $10, $25, because we want to build both the money, but we also want to build the community support and spread that out. So last year in 2013, we had over 102 people who donated, and that makes them all founding members. And again, anyone who donates in 2014, these folks will all be acknowledged forever as the founding members of the Legacy Fund here. So we're encouraging people to give, and a lot of people are now giving in other people's names. They're giving in their children's name, or some people are giving in the name of a nonprofit they work for with. So we have contributions directly from some nonprofits, from Center for Community, from the Sitka Rotary. We have from White Elephant Shop. A gift was given in their name for Archangel Dancers. So we're wanting to see the community see that there's a lot of ways to support this and to be involved.
And the opportunity to do this is open through this year, through the end of December?
Well, to be a founding member through now and probably early January.
To make the match, when does that close?
Well, the Rasmussen is luckily a little generous. Yeah. They kind of see people's year-end giving patterns, and so gifts that come in January still count towards our $25,000. And we still have about $10,000 to go. So we'd love to have some investment by people in what I think is a very worthy cause. If you know any of these folks and you see them around town, you can ask them. Molly Kabler, Karen Grusendorf, Professor Bill Davis, Willow Moore, Zach Desmond, Pam Steffies, Karen Grusendorf, or Mike Venneberg, or me.
Okay, wonderful. Well,
thank
we
you.
Are out of time. Any parting thoughts, Connie?
AlaskaCF.org. Okay. Click on the affiliates. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Connie Sipe about the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund.